If you had a Facebook account in January 2012, Facebook may have altered what you saw in your newsfeed to see if it affected your mood. Almost 700,000 users were unknowing participants. An article about their findings appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS for short, in June 2014. There were three authors. One author has a PhD in social psychology and is a data research scientist at Facebook. The other two authors were affiliated with Cornell University. One is a professor at Cornell and the other completed his graduate studies and has a postdoctoral fellowship in California. Many academics and privacy advocates are concerned that the participants did not consent to this study of their emotions. If the Cornell professor had completed this study in his own lab, the Institutional Review Board, the IRB, at Cornell would have required him to obtain informed consent from all participants. In the article, the authors explicitly state that because Facebook conducted the study, the participants were subject to Facebook's data use policy, which was called a privacy policy until 2011, and agreeing to that policy constituted informed consent. Cornell's IRB confirmed that the Cornell researchers did not need to obtain informed consent for the study because their researchers only dealt with the results and not with the personal information. The journal PNAS released a statement that their editors decided that they could publish the study because Facebook was a private company not bound by the journal's policy about informed consent. Facebook has its defenders. On the web, it is common for companies to experiment with your user interface to see whether a new design would be better at maintaining the interest of its users. After all, on the internet, clicks are money. When companies do this to inform design decisions, this is called A/B testing. Many technology professionals have defended Facebook's experiment as being similar to A/B testing. But Facebook was not trying to determine which interface was better for business. Facebook was manipulating what users saw in order to experiment with your emotions. The article is correct that Facebook's data use policy does permit Facebook to use your data for research. But this leads to more questions. Did you think when you accepted a privacy policy, you were providing informed consent for research into your emotions? Is manipulating the emotions of users the same thing as presenting two different users with two different designs to see which gets more clicks? Then there is the timing issue. Facebook's data use policy did not say that Facebook could use your data for research until May 2012 at the earliest. This means that when Facebook conducted this experiment, those 689,003 users had not consented to this research when the data was collected in January 2012. This point may explain why Facebook renamed its policy a data use policy. They are more concerned about what they can do with your data than protecting your privacy. Neither Cornell nor PNAS advocated holding Facebook to the same ethical standards as other researchers. There are no legal standards for privacy policies, so this behavior did not violate established law. However, to protect consumers, the FTC routinely sanctions companies who violate their own privacy policies. It is likely that the FTC will be examining Facebook's behavior in conducting the study. Should we have stronger laws setting standards for how a company can behave with respect to its users? Although the FTC's approach is better than nothing, the focus on the terms of the company's privacy policy means that a company gets to write the laws by which the FTC will evaluate its actions. I'm Jay Kazin.